This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Today is Monday, September 28th, 2020. On this day in 935 CE, the Duke of Bohemia, Wenceslaus, was assassinated by his younger brother, Prince Boleslaus. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Today we're discussing the death of Duke Wenceslaus I of Bohemia. Let's go back to the afternoon of September 8th, 935, to the stronghold town of Stará Boleslav. Duke Wenceslaus marched steadily through the dense forests of Bohemia with his royal guards. He smiled as he passed a tranquil grove full of trees that were just beginning to take on brilliant hues of red, yellow, and orange. The outdoors were one of the only places where the Duke could relax. Though just 28 years old, he already looked middle-aged. His hands were rough and cracked, and he had deep grooves etched into his face from the stress of rule. His wasn't a life he would have chosen, but it was his sacred duty. The responsibility of governing tens of thousands of people was thrust upon him at a young age. At 14 years old, his father, Vratislaus, died. The loss devastated Wenceslaus, who wasn't ready to take over as Duke. Thankfully, he was still given a semblance of childhood and more time to learn about his duties, as he needed to wait until he was 17 to officially take power. In the meantime, his grandmother, Ludmila, took control of the government and Wenceslaus's education. She insisted her grandson be instilled with Christian values, something his mother, Drahomira, who came from a pagan background, wasn't fond of. Drahomira worried that Ludmila was pushing her out of her son's life. Because of this, the family's relations were often contentious the first year after Vratislaus' death. Wenceslaus often sided with his kind grandmother in debates, while his younger brother, Boleslaus, adored their mother. Ludmila devoted herself to her grandson, teaching him how to be a fair and just ruler. The more time Wenceslaus spent with her, the more he felt his mother only looked out for herself. On September 15th, 921, assassins snuck into Ludmila's room, silently stalking the old woman as she prepared for bed. They watched as she brought her frail hands to her head to take off her veil. As she fiddled with the delicate wrapping, one of the assailants grabbed her from behind. They seized her veil and strangled Ludmila until the life left her eyes. Everything went according to the plans laid out by Wenceslaus's mother. The next day, she gained control of the duchy. Wenceslaus's heart broke. He lost two of the most important people in his life in a single year. As he grew older, he heard whispers about his mother's involvement in Ludmila's death. He kept the information to himself, but when he assumed control of Bohemia at 17, he let his true feelings be known. He banished his mother for her crimes. Wenceslaus's intentions were pure, but it caused an irreparable rift in his family. His younger brother, Boleslaus, was devastated. So in 935, as Wenceslaus and his men trekked towards the town of Stará Boleslav, he may have thought about his brother. The truth was, he envied Boleslas, who enjoyed the perks of royal life without bearing the responsibilities of rule. It was a carefree existence that Wenceslas only got a brief taste of as a boy. While Boleslas frolicked, he'd taken power during a chaotic time. Invaders streamed into the region from the east, violently attacking villagers. Wenceslas had the best of intentions. He had brought Christianity to his people, hoping that with God on their side, the land would thrive. But so far, it had only fallen further into ruin. After dealing with so much political strife, Wenceslas was thankful that his brother had invited him to a feast. As he and his men made their way to the placid town, a smattering of cheers met them in the streets. It was enough to put a smile on their faces. The small group then hurried through the doors of a large church where the feast was to be held. Suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, Wenceslas saw a flash of movement. He pivoted to his right and saw an armor-clad man running straight towards him. He watched dumbfounded as his guards stepped back. He had no choice but to brace for the attack. But before the assailant reached him, Wenceslas was struck from the rear. As he fell to the ground, he noticed two other armed men, each equipped with a sword, behind him. He got up on one knee and prepared to defend himself, but the odds weren't good. Bloody and bruised, he knew his death was certain. However, he didn't fully put the pieces together until he saw Boleslas step out of the church carrying a lance. Boleslas nodded to the attackers and smiled while they held Wenceslas down. Then he charged forward. Wenceslas closed his eyes as his younger brother's lance ripped through his body. Up next, we'll explore the fate of Boleslas and Bohemia.
Hey listeners, I want to take a quick moment to introduce you to the newest Parcast original on the block. It's called Incredible Feats, and it's a short weekday show hosted by comedian Dan Cummins. Every weekday, Dan shares a true account of physical strength, mental focus, or genuine bizarre behavior, going behind the scenes and into the achievements of world-class athletes like Dean Karnazes, who once ran for nearly 81 hours without stopping, and performance artists like Lucky Diamond Rich, who boasts layers of tattoos in the most unlikely places, and even everyday people thrown into extraordinary circumstances, like Juliana Kopka, who was forced to survive alone in a rainforest for 11 days. Incredible Feats is offbeat entertainment that's sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, and always surprising. New episodes air daily, Monday through Friday. Search Incredible Feats and follow free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, back to the story. On September 28th, in the year 935 CE, Prince Boleslas slew his brother, Wenceslas, the Duke of Bohemia. It was a brutal act that sent shockwaves throughout the region. Within days, Boleslas ascended to the throne and was crowned the Duke. Public opinion wasn't on his side, but he didn't care whether his people feared or despised him. He claimed that he only wanted what was best for Bohemia, and though his relationship with his brother had been contentious, that wasn't the reason he betrayed Wenceslas. Boleslas believed that his brother's insistence on keeping the peace made him a poor ruler. Wenceslas had balked at the prospect of making risky moves, but Boleslas embraced them. Before Wenceslas's death, he had bowed to King Henry of Germany to ask for help fighting the invaders to the east.
He agreed to pay a yearly tithe to Henry and, in the process, compromised his people's autonomy. Boleslaus cared for Wenceslaus, but knew he wasn't the best leader. He didn't want Bohemia to be subservient to Germany, and so he devised a way to kill his brother. Even so, Boleslaus felt guilty about what he did. As penance, he named one of his sons Strakvos, which meant horrible feast. Boleslaus also pledged to have Strakvos spend his life in the service of God and made sure he went into the clergy. Despite his fearsome reputation, Boleslaus turned out to be a fairly accomplished duke. He ruled the land with a strong hand, always making sure his people were looked after. In his time, he rescinded Bohemia's deal with Germany and led the duchy in several wars. The invasions from the east that had plagued Wenceslaus ended. Boleslaus also helped the Germans defeat a large Hungarian army. The conflict cemented him as an immovable force and signaled his strength to their German enemies. As Duke, Boleslaus also expanded the borders of Bohemia to include portions of modern-day Poland. Overall, his reign is remembered as successful. However, he never truly escaped the shadow created by his betrayal. Other rulers called him Boleslaus the Cruel, a name that stuck around for the entire duration of his rule. He died in 972, after 37 years of leadership. He left behind a complicated legacy, one acclaimed for its service to his people, but mired by the way he rose to power. Unfairly or not, his less accomplished brother was more fondly remembered as the Good Duke. Christians venerated Wenceslaus throughout Eastern Europe, and many consider him a religious martyr. The Catholic Church even made him a saint hundreds of years after his death. Every year on September 28th, a feast is held in his honor. Wenceslaus is most remembered in the West as the subject of a well-known Christmas carol penned by John Mason Neal and Thomas Helmore called Good King Wenceslaus. Despite having his life cut tragically short, his name and legacy continue to live on more than 1,000 years later. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Today in True Crime is a Parcast original. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals, like Today in True Crime, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Today in True Crime on Spotify, just open the app and type Today in True Crime in the search bar. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Robert Tyler Walker, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Hey, Parcasters, don't forget to check out the brand new Spotify original from Parcast, Incredible Feats. Join host Dan Cummins as he explores true accounts of weird, wonderful, and all-out wild achievements. New episodes premiere daily Monday through Friday. Search Incredible Feats and follow free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.